Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. We welcome you to the conference call of Cadila Healthcare Limited. We have with us today Mr. Pankaj Patel, Chairman and Managing Director from Cadila Healthcare. At this moment, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press star and one. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Pankaj Patel. Over to you, sir.
Good evening and welcome to the post-results teleconference. Last year, we had achieved our first milestone of crossing $400 million of sales and set our next target of $1 billion sales by 2010. In the year 2007-8, that has just gone by, we charted out our strategies for achieving this milestone with sustained, rather improved business health. That is why we call this journey the Healthy Billion. During the year, we started executing the ideas and implementing the activities forming the part of this Healthy Billion exercise. We have now started making the required investments to build capabilities and infrastructure that will help us accomplish our goals. And we have made remarkable progress towards this direction for the Healthy Billion during this year. So before I get into details of the results and numbers, let me recap the achievement of the year 2007-2008. During the year, we launched 7 new products, including blockbuster products like paroxetine and amlodipine, and day one launch of Carvedilol, and robust growth from existing products in the US generic business, which continued to better the performance and posted a sale of $2,568 million. Up by 80% in US dollar terms, it was 64 million, up by 105%, with healthy bottom line of 142 million after charging 265 million on account of product development charges by India. Profit before such charges were 407 million, up 55% on like-to-like basis, and 70% is our share in that. The French business also posted another year of strong performance, with sales of 1647 million. Up by 30% year on year, even after the sale of a branded business. The generic business on like-to-like business grew by 55%. We launched 10 new products in the French market during the year, which included 4 day one launches. More importantly, for the first time after the acquisition, French business also has broken even and posted a positive bottom line of 129 million rupees during the year. We filed 18 new US ANDA with US FDA, and our cumulative US ANDA filing now stands at 78, out of which 44 are pending for approval, balance are approved. We also filed 8 new US DMFs, taking the total DMF to 59. We received 12 more ANDA approvals from US FDA during the year, taking total approval to 34 products, out of which 15 have been launched so far. We filed 17 dossiers of new product in France, taking the cumulative filing to 40, with 15 have been approved so far. We also filed 16 transfer applications to French market, taking cumulative filing to 41. During the year, we received 25 approvals for site transfer, so far highest in a year, taking total approval to 31. We now produce and supply 18 products from India to France, and which account for 20% of total sales on annualized basis, which will grow substantially during the next year. Domestic branded formulation business grew by 13% on the back of launch of more than 35 new products and 25 line extensions during the, including first to first time in India, 10 products. This includes Slimona, Remonabant, the new generation anti-obesity drug, and we were the first company to launch this revolutionary drug in India. Infusion of additional field force of 150 for the rural marketing has further increased the market penetration, and introduction of range of cosmetology products, infusion of special field force for the same in Niva Healthcare after acquisition. We gained our position in pharmaceutical market from 5th to 4th position on IMS as per MAT March 08. This year we plan to strengthen our position further with entry into nutraceuticals, respiratory and orthopedic segments by adding specialized field forces in these businesses. We also plan to further build on diagnostic business through adding special task force for marketing products in hospitals. Activities on these plans have already been initiated, and we plan to increase our field force by another 500 people this year. We completed these three acquisitions during this year. We acquired 100% stake in Nippon Universal Pharmaceutical Limited, a privately held company headquartered in Tokyo. These acquisitions will provide us critical access to the ready manufacturing and marketing base, as well as strong distribution reach of more than 4,000 hospitals and clinics in Japan. This year we plan to launch 20 new products in the Japanese market. We acquired 100% stake in Cumica e Farmacêutica Nico do Brasil Limitada, or we call Nico, a mid-sized privately held company in Brazil. This strategic acquisition brings in an additional advantage of making foray into the branded generic business in the Brazilian market. With ready manufacturing facility in Brazil, 14 products launched and 50 products registered, which can be launched in future. For the year ended 31st March, Nico registered a sale of 1,010 million rupees and profit after tax of 60 million rupees. We also acquired remaining 50% stake in our joint venture with Sarabhai, which is now 100% subsidiary name now as Zydus Animal Health Limited. On the like-to-like basis, the animal health business posted a growth of 16% and crossed the 1 billion rupees stake mark. The consumer business continued its journey on the growth path and posted a healthy growth of 26% during the year. Existing business of Sugar Free and Everuse crossed the 1 billion rupees mark and registered a growth of 23%, while acquired business of Nutrilite posted a growth of 32% over the previous year. We also expanded our existing manufacturing facility of Nutrilite and set up a new manufacturing facility for also Nutrilite tubs. The production and commercial supply from Sikkim facility has just started. By now the production of over 50 products that represent about 100 SKUs from domestic market have been shifted to Sikkim, which account for approximately 20% of the total domestic branded formulation of sales on an annualized basis. The API business, other than Zydus Nicomed JV, in spite of passing through huge price pressure due to rupee appreciation, posted a growth of 16%, and the API exports grew by 12%. We signed 7 new contracts with companies covering 13 products with a peak revenue potential of 9 million during this year, and now we have total contract signed at 29 with peak revenue potential of 43 million rupees. The $43 million. Phase 2 clinical trials for ZYH1, our first IND for dyslipidemia, have been completed. The initial data analysis indicates human proof of concept. We are now planning further clinical studies on ZYH1. The phase 1 trial of ZYO1, our new NME candidate for anti-obesity, and phase 2 trial for ZYO1 are at advanced stage of completion. Continuing with our successful research program, we filed 5th IND during the year seeking permission from the DCGI for conducting clinical trial for the new molecule entity ZYH7, a novel drug candidate for treating dyslipidemia and metabolic disorders. Supply of key intermediates of pantoprazole from Zydus Nicomed JV got impacted adversely after launch of generic version of pantoprazole in US, which resulted into degrowth of 20% in sales and 28% of profit in the JV. The loss in profit also is because of the fact that this year onwards MAT tax is also applicable to the JV. However, to reduce the further impact on the operation of the JV post-patent expiry, we expanded our scope of the JV agreement with Nicomed to transfer production of their global requirement of certain APIs, including pantoprazole, from their plants to India over the next 4-year period. Zydus Hospira JV completed construction of its manufacturing plant in SEZ near Ahmedabad. It has also completed all validation activities and taken few exhibit batches for the oncology product successfully. Now the JV is preparing and gearing itself for establishing systems and procedures which can meet the requirements of GMP as accepted by Global Regulatory Authority of US, FDA, MHRA, GE, etc. Zydus BHV JV successfully scaled up the production of liposomal doxorubicin at our Goa anti-cancer manufacturing plant, and the NDDS product was launched in the Indian market under brand name Eudoxa. In a short period after launch, it has been very well accepted by medical fraternity. Currently, about 125 patients are already being treated with this product, and we have found very encouraging results for that. The JV also completed the construction of a manufacturing plant at SEZ near Ahmedabad, and the qualification work has been initiated. Now let me take you through the broad financial numbers. During the year 07-08, on consolidated basis, total operating income were up by 27% year-on-year to 23.2 billion rupees from 18.3 billion rupees last year. The income growth was mainly driven by formulation exports, which grew by 72% on back of sales growth of 80% in US subsidiary, 55% growth in French subsidiary, and of course sales in Brazil of 1,010 million rupees. The domestic branded formulation business grew by 13%, consumer business grew by healthy 26%, while animal health business posted a growth of 131%, 16% on like-to-like basis. The margins, PBIDT, were up by 31% year-on-year to 4,607 million rupees from 3,525 million rupees last year. The PBIDT margin as percentage of total operating income was up by 50 basis points to 19.8%, again 19.3% last year, even after reduction of contribution from Zydus Micomed JV on the back of better product mix and overall reduction in costs. Operating profit after tax, excluding exceptional items and exchange rate fluctuations on foreign loan, were up by 30% year-on-year to Rs. 3,194 million from 2,465 million last year. Net profit from operations, excluding exceptional items and exchange rate fluctuations on forex loans, were up by 23% year-on-year to Rs. 2,536 million from 2,064 million last year. Net profit stood at 2,576 million vis-a-vis 2,338 million last year, up by 10%. Thank you, and we shall now start the Q&A session. You may address questions on domestic, non-regulated market and regulated market to me, and on results and finance to Mr. M.K. Patel, our CFO. Over to the coordinator for Q&A.
Certainly, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and 1 on your push-button phone and await your turn to ask the question when guided by the facilitator. If your question has been answered before your turn and you wish to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing the hash key. We have our first question from Mr. Bhavin Shah from Dolat Capital. Mr. Shah, please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and congrats on the good set of numbers for the quarter. So if you could share some more details on when do we commence the manufacturing for the Nycomed basket of APIs that we plan to manufacture for them, and a little bit more in depth about the Oxpeda JV, when do we see more of profitability coming to our consolidated P&L?
Currently, we are planning to set up an additional manufacturing facility at our current plant in Mumbai, and we expect to start construction of this new facility in the second half of this year. We expect to go full commercial production of these items by 2009 onwards.
The Nycomed, sir, that we were just talking about?
That's for Nycomed, yes.
As far as Hospital JV is concerned, when do we see scalability coming from there on?
As far as Hospital JV is concerned, we will start commercial production this financial year, and the full production will be, of course, for the next financial year. We are currently in the process of getting regulatory approval. We are expecting inspections maybe around September time frame, and once we have the inspection through, we will start the commercial production thereafter immediately.
Do we expect a second better half compared to what we perhaps do in the first two initial quarters for the hospital joint venture?
Yeah, of course, for the first two quarters, we will not be doing any sales because we will be in the process of getting the regulatory approval before that the sales cannot start. So we can expect the sales to start in the basically third and fourth quarter.
Sir, this quarter more profitability has been seen contributed by the French business, is it, to the overall?
It's an overall increase, but there is of course contribution coming both from US and France.
Right, sir. Thank you so much. I'll be in the queue, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Shah. We have our next question from Mr. Prashant Nair from Citigroup. Mr. Nair, please go ahead.
Yes, sir, I could not get all the figures for the different markets initially when you mentioned. So can you just repeat the sales and profit numbers for your subsidiaries?
Yeah, sure. So for the year, the sales for France is 1647 million rupees and the profit is 129 million rupees.
Okay.
For the US, the sale is 2568 million rupees sales and 99 million rupees profit after, of course, R&D expenditure.
Yeah.
For the Brazil, the sale is 10 million rupees and the profit is 60 million rupees.
Okay.
The Nippon Universe, the Carnation Neutra, the sale is 563 million rupees and profit is 30 million rupees.
Okay.
Then Zydus Micromed, the profit, the sales is 668 million rupees and profit is 480 million rupees.
480 million.
And Zydus Animal Health, the sale is 1027 million rupees and the profit is 113 million rupees.
Okay. And in the Nycomed joint venture, is this now a sustainable run rate or do you expect further declines at least before you start?
As per our budget for the next year, we don't expect any further decline on this number.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Nair. We have a next question from Mr. Nimesh from Mehta Partners. Mr. Nimesh, please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. In the result, in the footnote, you mentioned about a charge of 246 million not being amortized. So, where was this lying in the previous quarters?
So it was not lying anywhere in previous quarter. This has to be accounted for only at the time of consolidation of the results. And this was mainly because of the acquisition of Saravi Zydus, Zydus Brazil and Nippon Japan, plus Liva Healthcare in India.
Right, but it is mentioned that, you know, this many rupees of profit is not amortized, contrary to the practice followed in earlier years. So
earlier years, there was no goodwill in big way, so we were providing for some small goodwill which was there.
And I think the issue is following. Earlier years, we were basically, we did not have acquisitions where we had to amortize the acquisition cost. And the amortization can only happen if there is a valuation difference. So then, as per the prevailing practices in the market, we have basically moved to a practice where the impairment only will apply in case the value of the assets are lower than what we acquired at. And you will understand that all these assets which were acquired have significantly added value after our acquisition. So actually, if we were to actually sell this to market, then we will realize much more than what we actually paid for the acquisition. So as a result, there is no impairment, and as a result, then we don't have to provide. Now, if earlier what happened, and there were small acquisitions were done, then it was being impaired, it was being, goodwill was written off in 10 years time. And this is not actually a goodwill but impairment. And there we basically moved to a new accounting system for that, which is usually consistently done by all the companies. And since this is a change in accounting practice, we also have put a footnote in our report.
Okay. So broadly the numbers are on a like-to-like basis. Okay?
Yeah, numbers are like-to-like basis. There's nothing that is really impacting number here.
Okay. Yeah. So second thing I would like to know is how do you see the margin for your US and France business going forward? You know, this has been the first year for France to break even. So what kind of an improvement in margin are we looking at?
We expect that the margin will remain at the similar level. This would only happen because of the fact that we are continuously driving cost reduction. I don't think markets are going to become looking better, than margins will improve on those in terms of these markets. But as the competition will continue to grow and there will be some pricing pressure, our efforts in terms of optimizing the cost on a continuous basis should ensure that at least we'll be able to maintain our margins.
This is for the France and US business both?
Right.
I see, but the profitability number that you gave is too low. For example, in US, it's 99 million for...
Yeah, it is for all R&D costs basically. So if you look at pre-R&D costs, the number is 407 million.
Okay.
Profit before R&D cost is 407 million, but after R&D cost, the profit is 99 million.
And this
also is after removing the minority interest.
Okay.
Yeah.
And even for France, 129 million out of 164.
France, the profits will improve because we will get the scale benefits. But when you talk about margin, the margins are at the EBITDA level, and that's why I mentioned the margins will remain.
I'm talking about profitability of these two.
No, this will definitely improve because we are going to get the scale benefits.
Okay, so can you throw some light on, you know, how much can it improve?
We can provide it offline. I don't have the number in front of me, but we definitely are seeing improvement. We have the number not in front of me, so I don't want to give you the number from my inspection, but I will ask Mr. Vishal to provide you the information.
Okay. And one final question on the domestic formulation. This quarter has been, better than most of the rest of the other quarters in this year. So what is the outlook and how do you see that going forward? It's about 16% growth, if I'm not mistaken, that you mentioned.
Yeah, we should continue growing at that or even better number because we have put a lot of strategies in place, all that are resulting into higher growth number, and we expect to continue showing better growth even the coming quarter. We have also added, as I mentioned, some new divisions, almost 500 reps in the field, and also new divisions are added, so growth should be better.
Any more color into are you increasing the doctor coverage, geography coverage?
So we are covering more therapeutic area and not doctor coverage. So we added, suppose example, we added a nutraceutical division which is going to focus on a specialized nutraceutical needs in the marketplace.
Okay.
And there we have a full-fledged marketing division with over 250 reps. We also added a COPD class, COPD task force, which is first time in India any company has put in. We should focus on particularly COPD market. We also added a task force for rheumatoid arthritis area, which will basically focus on this area. We also added a task force for high-end dermatology products. So there, again, we would expect those coming in. And we are now going to cover the hospital market through a field force by expanding our existing diagnostic business. So that also will do the growth, of course, and other businesses which are existing will continue growing. So that's why we expect the growth will be better.
I see, okay. And do you expect growth to be better than the market growth?
We would expect growth definitely to be better than the market.
Okay. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mr. Nimesh. We move on to the next question from Mr. Kartik Mehta from MS Global. Mr. Mehta, please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Can you share with us the CAPEX in FY08 and what we plan to do in FY09? The capital expenditure?
Capital expenditure for the year was 163 crore and our plan for next year is about 150 crore.
So this 150 crore, will it include that a new facility that we just mentioned which will be in addition in Bombay?
So that is in the joint venture. That is in joint venture. We are talking about standalone.
So 150, and sir, can you share how much that number will be in the joint venture in terms of our share?
No, really. It is good.
This is standalone joint venture. We expected to invest about 25 crore rupees. We are trying to invest about
25 crore rupees.
Yeah, that's all included in 150 crore.
Okay, and sir, in terms of the net debt number as on date?
861 crore in consolidated.
Yeah, and of this, how much would be in rupees, sir?
I will have to get back to you. But there is very little portion is in rupee. Major, almost 80-85% is in foreign currency.
Yeah, and sir, just one more thing was that we have planning the Hospira JV to be operational in calendar year 2009 or it will start from FY10 only?
the hospital JV will become operational in this year, that is this financial year, 8-9.
Okay, so
So it is already the plant is completed, there are batches taken now, we are waiting for regulatory approvals. We hope to have inspection around September time frame, and thereafter we should be able to start the commercial production.
Yes, yeah, so the earlier guidance that all that we lose from Altana in FY10 will be replaced by Hospira-Stan, right?
Yeah.
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mehta. We have our next question from Mr. Prashant Nair from Citigroup. Mr. Nair, please go ahead. Mr. Nair?
Hello?
Yes, please go ahead with your question.
Okay. I think you mentioned that you have around 34 ANDAs approved in the US and 15 launched. Is there any reason why the others have not yet been launched, apart from them being tentative approvals?
There are a number of tentative approvals in there. Few products have been not launched strategically because they are waiting for the right opportunity to launch, because they might be in an area where there is a competition is high at this moment. We expect that there will be an opportunity when we will launch those products.
Okay.
Most of them are tentative approvals.
Do you have a number on how many tentative approvals you have?
Currently, I don't have. Actually, we can provide you offline.
Okay, fine. And do you have any guidance for the next year?
As a practice, we don't provide guidance.
All right. Thank you.
Mr. Nair, are you through with the question?
Yes, I'm done.
Thank you. We have a next question from Mr. Srivastava from UTI Mutual Fund. You may please proceed with your question, sir.
Sir, I just had a question on your French business. You had indicated that you have got about 25 site approvals and you would be moving a substantial part of your products to India. So what kind of profitability impact it will have, sir, by moving these products to India?
We have usually seen that by moving the product to India, we get about 10% improvement in the profitability.
Okay. So that will be captured in the Indian operations?
Captured in French operations, plus of course Indian operations will have some margin to take care of the transfer pricing.
Okay. And sir, in your consumer business, you have about 250-260 crores of revenue, sir. Can you throw more light on the brands and what kind of market share you have and what kind of growth do you foresee in these segments?
Yeah, on the consumer product, we have three brands.
Okay.
Our flagship brand is Sugar Free.
Yeah.
The Sugar Free is having approximately 65% market, 65 crore brand and market share of over 70%.
Okay.
The second brand is Ever Youth, which is a dermatological brand, which is 36 crore rupees, approximately 36-37 crore rupees brand.
Okay.
And The segment which we are present, we have over 50% market for those segments.
Okay.
But of course, it is in the big cosmetic market, so it's difficult to say.
Okay.
The specific segments where we are present, we have more than 50% market share.
Okay.
The third product we have is Neutralite, which is a butter substitute.
Okay.
And there we have a market share of over 80%.
Okay.
And the brand is doing about 56 crores. So total sale is approximately close to 160 crores.
Okay. And sir, will it be fair to presume that all these brands are profitable on their own accord?
Yes. Yes. That's
in
true.
Spite of huge ASP spends?
Yeah, they are all very profitable.
Okay. Fine. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Srivastava. We move on to the next question from Mr. Nimesh from Delta Partners. Mr. Nimesh, please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question again. I wanted to know more about this Nycomed expanded JV as to how many more products have we now added and what is the outlook on the sales from this expanded JV?
Nycomed is basically going to discontinue all API manufacturing at their two sites, one in Germany and one in Austria. So these plants will be discontinued and the manufacturing will move to India. We expect to produce about 17 APIs. I don't have the revenue number guidance available. This will be shifted to India over the period of next 4 years, including construction of plant and thereafter validation approval process. This will also include pentobrazole.
It will also include pentobrazole?
Pentobrazole API.
Okay.
what is the sales of Nicomed from these brands? I mean, if I am not wrong, Nicomed was generating about $3.8 billion of sales, out of which $3 billion was contributed by Pentaprof also.
Right.
So this, then is it fair to assume that $800 million of sales is coming out of this 16,
17 APAs? I don't have the number, so I don't want to claim that these are, whatever they were producing in-house is what is getting transferred. If they were by outsourcing some APIs, then that is not included in this.
I see, okay. So there's a fair chance that they may be selling...
I have the number, that's why I don't want to venture to tell you exactly on that. But we can provide you this information offline.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Nimesh. We have a question from Mr. Srivatsa from UTI Mutual Fund. You may please proceed with your question.
Yes, sir. Can you throw more light on your NCE expense, sir? How much are you spending every year on our NCE? And in line with the other companies, do you have any plans of demerging it or bringing any strategic partner for these R&D programs?
For the year just got over, the NCE spend is 351 million rupees.
Okay.
We do not have any plan at this moment to demerge the business or bring any partner in.
Okay. And sir, regarding your JV with Bharat Biotech, like, will it contribute any revenue next year, sir, or do you have any time frame for the commercialization or the...
Commercialization we expect in the next financial year.
Okay.
Because it is currently, we would have some revenues coming this year, but these are not going to be significant because the product is only launched in India.
Okay.
But it will only happen once it gets launched into other markets, including regulated markets.
Okay.
This year is basically going to be spent on validating the plant and getting into the phase where we can get into regulatory approval and also completing clinical development.
Sir, what is the kind of market size we are looking at for this product, sir?
This product, globally, they have a market size of about $700 million.
Okay.
And there are no generics available in this space.
Okay.
So we expect to be, I think, only competitive.
And in India, what is the market size?
The Indian market is just evolving because there is a long-acting doxorubicin for which currently there is no market. We are creating the market actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your question, sir. Participants who wish to ask any further questions may please press star and one. We have a next question from Mr. Rahul from Carvey Stock Broking. Mr. Rahul, please go ahead.
So how much did we incur on R&D for the year and for the quarter?
For the year, we spent 132 million, 1,320 million rupees, so about 132 crore rupees.
Okay.
For the quarter, we spent 35 crore rupees.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rahul. Ladies and gentlemen, for any further questions, you may please press star and one now. We have a question from Mr. Neelkanth Mishra from Credit Suisse. Mr. Mishra, please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Could you give some outlook on the Brazilian business? You know, based on some other companies, some generic companies have been commenting on how difficult it is for foreign companies to operate in Brazil, as there is effectively a duopoly of two local players in the market, and it's very expensive and very difficult to get approvals. Are you facing any similar problems? Are these going to affect your growth rates going forward?
No, I don't think so, because we are filing and we are getting product approvals. The process is slow, but that is in many markets, but we are getting approvals. So we do not see any problem with respect to growing the Brazilian business as we are expecting. And we have enough dossiers filed every year in Brazilian market to ensure that we have products available. Second is that we already have a manufacturing operation in Brazil, so that helps us to get quicker approvals also.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you, Mr. Mishra. Participants who wish to ask any further questions are requested to press star and one now. We have a question from Mr. Nimesh from Mehta Partners. Please go ahead with your question, sir.
Just wanted to know, the gross margin for this quarter has been the best in the year and also has been about 200 basis points higher on a YOY basis. Any special reason for this?
I think there is, of course, better margins in domestic and then also better growth in domestic business. That also has contributed to that, and also coupled with that, there is higher margins coming out from U.S. and France market for this quarter.
Thank you. Is this the kind of run rate that we can look at, and more or less speaking?
Well, no. I don't think you can just put the same run rate for the year. We have continuously improved our margins by approximately 100 basis points. And for this year, it was 50 basis points. So we would expect next year to also improve the margin by approximately 100 basis points.
Okay. And this is the EBITDA margin that you are talking?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mr. Nimesh. We have a question from Mr. Rahul from Calvi Stock Broking. Mr. Rahul, please go ahead.
Sir, as regards to the amortization amount, are we following the prudent practice by not writing it off? Just wanted to get clarity on it.
I think if you monitor the results, most of the companies this year are going to switch out to this practice only because number of articles have appeared in newspaper and everybody has recommended this practice only.
So what, we are writing it off one time through the reserves, will be writing it off?
No, we are not going to write off. We are talking about revaluing and then if required, writing off.
Okay, but that will be through the reserves, right?
That will happen. For example, you acquire a business.
Right.
Which is not listed. Now there is no reference price for that available. So you have to basically, one way to look at it is that just take the asset value and then difference you write off. The other way to look at it is that the business has a value and then basically you evaluate, put to test that what is the value of this business and then based on that take a decision whether the value is eroded or if it is eroded then it definitely you should take a write off. But if there is no erosion, then there is no write off required. And this has been done now as a practice by most of the companies.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Rahul. We have a question from Mr. Prashant Nair from Citigroup. Mr. Nair, please go ahead.
Yeah, could you provide the Nycomed JV numbers for the fourth quarter, please?
The fourth quarter, the sale is our share, 193 million rupees, and the profit is 153 million rupees.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Nair. We move on to our next question from Mr. Nilkant Mishra from Credit Suisse. Mr. Mishra, please go ahead.
Thanks. The withdrawal of the excise duty exemption from 1st of April, how is this going to impact the excise duty rates going forward on a consolidated basis? Should we expect a significant impact?
Yes, excise duty, almost more than half of the production was coming from any other excise-free zone, so there was no excise impact. So there will not be a significant impact in terms of excise outgo as far as the company is concerned. But there will be some impact, of course, to that extent.
So did you say half of your production was coming from these zones where you did not have to pay excise?
Yeah,
almost solid doses from turnover of almost 70% of our domestic turnover coming in from either Badi or Sikkim. So that will not be impacted by it. Only remaining 30% is coming in from our Boraya plant. So there we will have some marginal impact. Most of that are duty-free because vaccine and other things we are not paying excise duty. So that will not get impacted. But then still there will be some impact, not worth noting.
I'm sorry, so then I understood it wrongly. So yeah, this excise duty, the revision does not apply to Sikkim and Badi?
No, they don't apply to Sikkim.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Mishra. Participants who wish to ask any more questions are requested to press star and 1. Please press star and 1 to ask a question. We have a question from Mr. Bhavin Shah from Dolat Capital. Mr. Shah, please go ahead.
Thanks for taking the question again. Sir, your view on any further inorganic opportunities that you might look for?
We can't say anything specific at this moment, but we always will be looking for a right occasion for either market access or expanding the product portfolio.
Be looking for something in both the domestic as well as the international geographies? Or?
I think we have very clearly articulated our acquisition policy, so we are not going to acquire everywhere. We have some selected market where we definitely would like to look at acquisition for market access, and in India we would be looking for expanding the therapeutic basket acquisition. So that is where we are going to look at acquisition.
And sir, you've announced a collaborative R&D pact with a company in biologics. So, are there any further initiatives in these lines that you are looking for?
Well, we are working on that now. So, this collaboration, we already started work on that. But we are looking at more R&D collaboration in future.
And in terms of in-licensing of products,
we also have initiated this work and. Currently, I don't use to give you because we already have a number of in-license products which continuously keep on happening with our existing partners. So I will not mention about them, but anything new is the efforts are on and you will be talking about it very soon.
So just a bit of more of a macro question being perhaps the domestic market is kind of, you know, the pipeline is more or less drying up slowly and steadily. So. More of them have announced rural initiatives and all of that. How do you plan to sustain market growth rates that you just mentioned?
I think point number one is our growth will come from new products for sure. And as of today, we have identified product till our healthy billion timeline for the next 3 years to launch new products for every year, which are free of patent. So we do not see the challenge as some people might be talking about, number one. We also are now working on in-licensing arrangement with several of our partner companies and others. So we will hopefully, we will also get in some product from our licensing in initiative. And then we are also looking at expanding the geographical reach in India, including getting into interiors and adding therapeutic areas. So all put together should ensure that our growth will continue.
Your dominant focus would be more on the nutraceuticals that you had mentioned the earlier.
So that is where the new division we started, so it's not really the dominant focus. We are already there focused on other therapeutic areas like women healthcare, like cardiovascular drugs, gastrointestinal drugs, respiratory drugs. We are already there. We have now expanded also in nutraceuticals. Last year we also expanded into dermaceuticals. So we are basically expanding the new therapeutic area. There are several therapeutic areas where we are not present in future. We have opportunities to also expand in those areas.
Okay, sir. And all right, sir. That should be it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shah. Ladies and gentlemen, for any further questions, you may please press star and one. We have a question from Ms. Mallika from Sharekhan. You may please go ahead with your question.
Good afternoon, sir. I wanted to congratulate you on a good set of numbers. I just wanted to get an idea about the U.S. Market. You registered sales of about $65 million this year, launched 7 new products. I just wanted to get an idea about what are your plans, you know, how many products can we expect to be launched in the coming years, and what kind of growth upside would this lead to?
For the next year, we plan to launch about 10 products.
Okay.
We would expect that the sale should be growing at about 30-35%.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Ms. Mallika. Ladies and gentlemen, for any further questions, you may please press star and one now. Please press star and one to ask a question. Mr. Patel?
Yes, Yes.
So there are no more questions in the queue.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and good evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. We thank you for your participation and for using Tata Telecom conferencing services. You may please disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a great evening.